All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, it's the day before, and we're all present and accounted for. Let's have some fun today. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. We are in the studio for our last show of the week. Regardless of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, we are off the rest of the week. So we were kicking it around the production meeting saying, you know, it's one of those days where we should just let it fly.
Yeah, I don't... First of all, you said let's have some fun today, and that's what I want to do.
Okay.
I don't want to have a weird... day. I don't want a bunch of negative Nancys out there calling the show and ruining things for us. We're a day away from Thanksgiving and turkey and family, and let's have some fun.
Some of us are not a day away from it. Some of us have already gotten a head start.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, the in-laws in the RV showed up bright and early this morning after contemplating it last night.
Crappers, fool.
I'm gonna tell you something right now. I don't know. And I know they're expensive, but like this is a Mercedes
what
RV?
She's
but I guess Mercedes make no Mercedes makes RVs. Her dad wanted it, but it's not when you say like when I'm thinking mobile home,
what?
I'm thinking like size of like a truck. You know those
like
big,
on the like on Christmas vacation.
Buses. Yeah, no, this is kind of like I want to say it looks like a, almost like a pregnant van, but maybe a little bigger, taller, and it does have a window. But it's a one bedroom with a shower and all kinds of stuff in it. And I was like.
And it's a Mercedes?
Yeah, dude, this thing is...
Man, her family's rolling in it. You did
no,
well.
They're retired, man.
Yeah, you did well, though. If her family, if her parents have a Mercedes RV...
It's not like...
That's balling.
Not like that. They wanted
what do you mean
it
it's not like
both,
that?
They're both retired, and first of all, they said they were getting killed on taxes, so they got to buy something so that they can get that to go down. And they want to, you know, they want to drive the country, and they want to see some things and do some things, so they got an RV.
Dude, you outkicked her coverage. She's a beautiful
I've been told
woman.
This how many times?
Beautiful woman. And she's loaded because the fam, don't ever screw this up, Joseph.
I'm
don't screw
you,
this
I'm
up.
Not, first of all, okay.
I feel like you could get me good Christmas gifts through her, so don't screw this up. You could get me some nice presents this year.
No.
What?
No. No, that's not going to happen.
Nick, are you hearing this?
It's probably going to be rewrapped anyway, bro.
Oh! I remember that. You remember that? I remember that. When he said you gave him a what was it?
I don't remember.
A
what
gift
was it?
Card,
a Starbucks card.
Yeah,
yeah.
He said
was
it was
funny.
Something. It was like a coupon or something like that.
No, I had those free Starbucks card.
He went to the The going joke, the ongoing joke was that he yelled at somebody at the Starbucks and got a whole bunch.
That's
of free
right. I remember. I forget
Starbucks
what we were teasing coffee. You about.
That was the ongoing joke.
Yeah, that's right. That's my bad. I forgot. That's funny. What is the big plan for you?
I'm gonna tell you this. What almost is the big plan, and you guys, I'm just giving you more ammunition.
Okay, that's good.
But
though.
Lisa was driving on her coffee break this morning from work, and lo and behold, guess what she saw?
A Mercedes.
No.
No what?
A dog.
Oh no!
So I'm gonna need the listeners' help out here because I put my foot down. I said, "Nope, we're done. That's it. This
good
one's
for
not coming
you.
Home." And she's
I
like,
"I want to hug you right now."
So
good for you.
She's like, "No, but." And so then she thought her parents were going to be amicable to at least considering bringing it back to California.
What
and
is?
So I was talking to her dad. He's like, "I'm not putting any dog on that RV."
Yeah, are you kidding me? That's a Mercedes. There's no dog stepping foot inside of that thing.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I retweeted the pictures this morning because I'm really hoping someone's really looking for a dog this Thanksgiving.
It's like crack for her. Like, she can't stay away from it.
To be fair, this new temporary studio over by U of H, and Nick, you know this better than anybody, and around that neighborhood, there's just a lot of dogs running around. But it doesn't help that she's got dog food in the car, and she's like, well, I open the door, and I try and be nice to the dog, and if it turns and runs, then I know it's probably got its own thing going. But if it comes to me...
Well, it's not going to turn down food.
Damn, the dog jumps in the car.
I'm
she's got
saying.
Food all over the car.
She's like a predator. She's like a child predator, but with dogs. Like, hey... Like she's like in a
mother,
van.
She's like the Mother Teresa of dogs.
She's the Piper of yeah. She's like going around being creepy. Hey, little dog, you want some candy? Like what? Get in.
And like then she always calls
I'm gonna kidnap you, keep you forever.
She always calls me like 7:15 when they get off the air, and I always cringe because the first thing I hear is always, "Hey, guess what I saw when I was driving to?" No, oh, not again,
dude. That would just. I couldn't. I don't know how you. I would lose it if Nora kept bringing cats home. I would be like, you know what? You're just going to have to be the crazy lady by herself with a bunch of cats because I can't do this. Two is my limit. I can't do it anymore. She don't. But Nora is weird because she doesn't want like normal animals. Like if it was all dogs, I think I might be kind of cool with that because I'm a dog guy. I love dogs. But Nora's like, I want a rabbit and a monkey.
You got a farm. You got room for everything.
She's like, I want a horse. I'm like, a horse? You'd be scared to pet it. Why do you want a horse? I don't know, because they're pretty. What?
I could see you clapping around the farm on a horse.
I'm like, are you going to clean it? Well, no. Well, then why would you own a horse if you're not going to clean it? Well, we'll pay someone. Do you know what the cost of that would be? Are you kidding me? That's the same thing. Like, I want a pool. I'm like, well, who's cleaning it? Well, you. I ain't cleaning no pool.
Do you know, that's just like when Dwight Howard lived here, and he lived out in Richmond, and he had this big place. And he had so many animals that he made a deal with the manager at the Petco or PetSmart by his house that his other job was going to be to take care of all of the animals at his house.
How many did he have? Like, what did he have?
I think he had a bunch of snakes and reptiles and
what?
All different kinds of things.
I would be interested to know how much it would cost to maintain, like, a horse, though. Because I've always been kind of intrigued. Like, if I had $1 billion in the bank, I might buy a horse. Like,
$1 billion? Oh, I'm getting a horse farm. Are you kidding me? Just with $1 billion?
But how much does it cost? Like, is it $1,000 a month? Face?
My cousin.
Sure you can't get a garage at your apartment that's going to house it right now.
Yeah. My cousin Shelly, her daughter rides. Like, she does equestrian stuff. Yeah. So they have a horse, and I don't know what it costs, but I guess I could find out. But I feel like it's one of those things where if you choose to own a horse, you're not having anything else. You know what I mean? Like, it's either horse. Or vacations and other fun things.
If that's the trade off, then you shouldn't be owning a horse.
Why?
Right? If you have to give up a vacation to keep a horse.
Well, Nora and I don't vacation.
I got enough dogs. Do you know how many days for me right now?
How many days of vacation have I taken this year, Nick?
Well,
I don't remember.
You just
not
do
much.
A whole broadcast.
None.
Yeah,
I've taken one day of vacation this year. I don't vacation, so it wouldn't be any. I mean, if Nora was like, well, I want to get a horse, and we're never going to vacation. Really doesn't change much. We don't do anything. But I think for some people, it's one of those things where if you've got that disposable income, it's either going to the horse or it's going to go to something else. But
you
can't be both.
You've got the food and the hay and the, you know, you got to upkeep.
Clean it. You got to run it. You got a place to keep it because most people aren't keeping a horse in the neighborhood. So you got to go take it down to the, you know, whatever horse park or whatever.
Hopefully
the hell.
Someone texts in. I'd really want to know. It's probably.
I bet
say
somebody out there knows what
it costs. $2,000 a month, maybe? Is that fair?
$2,000 a month for
one,
no.
Just one horse. I'm talking
no,
one horse.
No, no. There's no way. No, less.
It's gotta be less.
I would say probably $300-$500 a month.
George Bush Park. Right out by George Bush Park, there is in some of that big green. They've got a horse deal out there, and people ride all through the park and everything like that, and I think they keep the horses out there.
Yeah, there's all kinds of places where you can, I guess, it's almost like, you know, you see like a
like you own
RV
it, but
storage.
You keep it out there.
Yeah. You like rent a stall and then they have people that'll help take care of it. But you go out there and you got to run it. I'm sure it's included in the package where you can pay more and they'll clean it and run it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm sure that exists.
So it's probably like you could pay like, you know, I'm guessing like $400 and you just, it's a stall. That's all you get. That's your job to clean it. And clean the horse and run it,
and
or
you
can
pay
$750,
right?
And they'll do all of it, and then you might as well not even own a horse if you're not going to do any of that. But that's what Nora would do. She'd be like, "Well, let's pay the $750 so I can go out and look at this horse because she's not going to ride it." I took her. I forget where we went on vacation. I tried to get her. We went to Yosemite.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Well, let's go horseback riding." She's like, "Oh no, those are scary." I'm like, "You want one?" But you don't want to ride it? She was like, well, they'll bite you. I was like, oh, my God. So I finally convinced her to get – we rode burros. We rode donkeys.
Donkeys?
Yes.
You got up on that ass?
Yeah, yeah. And she did almost get bit by another, not even my donkey, another donkey almost bit her. But she hated it. And I was like, well, does this kill the whole you wanting a horse thing? She's like, oh, no, I still want one. I'm like, for what?
Nick,
just the same reason I want a monkey, just to look at.
Intern like, Rachel monkey, has your answer dolphin. Already. Our smart listeners include our interns. Rachel says, my horse cost me about $600 a month to board, $150 a month in vet bills. Food is $200 to $300 a month, and gear and
that's 1,050.
Tack.
Yeah, that's
is
for the
one-time actually cost closer of to my two range. Grand.
Tack is for like the shoes and stuff, I think.
So Nick's right.
So
that's
what?
That's expensive.
$1,000 a month? $2,000, and yeah. Then you're talking about
$1,000 a month.
$600, $750, $850, $950. Yeah, you're in about a grand more.
Wow. $1,000 a month for a horse. $12,000 a year to own a stupid horse.
See, I'd have to be making like $1 million or like $500,000 a year.
So is intern Rachel an equestrian?
I don't know.
Just getting this one-time tack costs and all this other things.
I think the tack is the stuff that you use to shoe them. Or maybe it's the gear. I don't know. What the hell? I'm just making it up.
Stanley Roberts and said, is she a aquarian?
What?
Stanley Roberts was the guy that screwed up, like, instead of equestrian.
Oh. It's like singing Acapulco.
Yeah.
Instead of acapella.
You can screw up the name.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we're going to be with you till 4 o'clock. The magic number is 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny. And we're going to try to have a fun show today, kind of lighthearted. We went really heavy on sports with you the last couple days, with the exception of a half hour. And we'll continue to wrap up the week with a little bit more lightheartedness before we head into the holiday weekend. Please join us, won't you? We'll be back with more ESPN 97.5. It gets hard, wait. Hey, right now I want to tell you about my friends at Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about Texas Can Academies for quite a while. It's a great program because it's Houstonians helping kids in need in the Houston area. If you suffered a devastation to your car during Hurricane Harvey and now it's not working, and whether insurance covered it or not, you got to get rid of it, and you're thinking you got to pay more money to have a tow truck take it away now. You can take care of that, and you can donate the car to Texas Can Academies. They'll pay for the towing. They'll do all the dirty work, and you will get a lot in return, as well as knowing you're helping kids with a donation. What I mean by that is you tell them where you live. You tell them what you got. They come, and they get it. They tow it away. They do the paperwork. You get a tax deduction. You mention ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card, and then your donation is turned into resources for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. That means they might need warm meals, book money, bus fare, eyeglasses, all the things that are distractions if they don't have them, that are just an added bonus to them getting their education if they do. And they do get those things because of your generosity and your donation. So if you have a boat, an RV, a truck, a motorcycle, a car or a trailer, running or not, and you want to get rid of it, all you do is pick up the phone, call 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. They'll do the rest. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we asked you, have responded, 713-780-3776, all day the hotline's going to be open. We'll call it, no, because other people do that, but we'll let anything go today for the most part. Oh, you Mike, you might have a couple of restrictions, but other than that, we'll judge it as we go.
You know, We were talking about what we should do because everybody seems to have a theme on a day like today. Like most whack shows are going to be like, what are you thankful for? We're not doing that because we're not whack. I mean, we're kind of whack, but we're not like whack like that.
That was well said.
Thanks. So what we thought about is, you know, every year the president pardons turkeys. And so we were curious as to what sports turkey would you pardon if you had that power. I'll give you an example. And this wouldn't be one of my choices, but it might be an example. And we don't have to give our choices because we'll get to the calls first. But maybe you want to pardon Barry Bonds for his PED use. So you're going to pardon him and all is forgiven. And then he gets, so what sports turkey would you pardon is our question to you. Because I'm sure somebody's going to pardon OJ for murder. Like that might be allegedly. Terrible. Huh?
That would be terrible.
If you pardoned him? Maybe they're a big USC Trojan fan. I'm not saying Salisbury would do that, by the way.
I was going to say, there's one in the building, and I don't think he would do that.
I'm not saying he would do that by any stretch. I'm just saying maybe they're a big Isotoner or Hurts fan. Who knows? I don't know. All right.
Or Airplane.
Oh, see, that's what hurt me so bad when OJ allegedly murdered people was because I loved Naked Gun. It wasn't Airplane. It was Naked Gun.
Oh, that's right.
But I loved the movie, and he did such a good job in those. And, it just made me sad.
The brothers that did those movies, the Farrell brothers?
No. Was it? No, yeah. I don't think that was the Farrell brothers.
They did Airplane. The Airplane, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think I they don't, did.
Did they do Naked Gun?
I think so. They went to my high school.
Did they?
Yeah.
We got Hooked Me Up. I want to be in one of those movies. I love, like, for me, Airplane is a top five movie. But so is like Naked Gun and all that silliness. I love those kinds of movies. So that's all. I could sit there and watch those all day. But wow, yeah. So you knew them or they just went to your school?
No, they're a lot older than me. But they are like on, you know, you do the distinguished alumni and all that.
Right.
They're like they had one of their movies. They, you know, when they had the premiere, at the movie theater in our neighborhood.
Oh, very cool. I wonder if Paul Wall says that about me, that I'm older than him, but I'm a distinguished graduate of Jersey Village High School.
If you had the grills,
I feel like Paul
if
Wall,
you had your grills in, I think I could see that happening.
I don't even think he knows who I am. So
everyone knows who you are.
Probably not true.
You're blowing up on a daily basis.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
You ask, you received, you pick.
Keith on a mobile has a question for me. Keith, what's up?
Hey, well, I was going to ask you a horse question, but just listening to the question you just brought up, I'd rather answer that if I could.
Okay.
I would give a turkey pardon to Jerry Jones, and simply for the fact that this is the NFL, and when I think of NFL, I think about Lamar Hunt, Bud Adams, you know, Al from the Raiders. Those guys started the league, and that league is still solvent. No team has ever folded. They may have moved, but they've never folded. And then you got one guy that's sabotaging what all those guys created. I mean, they created a league that still exists almost 75 years later, and most of the original people are passed away. And this guy is trying to sabotage it all for his own good. But, yeah, I'd pardon Jerry Jones.
Okay. Well, I'm curious what your horse question was, though. I want to know what was your horse question?
Well, I was just going to ask, if you wouldn't let your wife buy a regular horse, would you let her buy a Kentucky Derby horse?
Well, hell no.
That's really expensive.
The hell would I know? Because I still have to pay $1,000 to board it, which, by the way, on Twitter – Josh was saying it can be, or no, excuse me, Spencer, WP Spencer on Twitter said it could be up to $1,500 a month per horse. No. She can get like, I'll rent her like a miniature pony, like the midget ponies. I can rent her one of those for a weekend and she can
now,
look at it.
There are families, I saw it on the news.
Sorry, a little people pony. I shouldn't have said midget pony. I meant little people pony. That's my bad.
Show some respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are, you can have one of those ponies at your house.
A midget pony?
Now, I'm going to tell you this. But,
is that allowed?
Let me just say this because I'm going to set it with a prerequisite. I'm not trying to bring y'all down today, okay?
I hope Lisa gets one of
these. I'm not trying to bring y'all down. But the only reason why I saw this is on the news, a family had one of those miniature ponies. And the little baby girl was 5 years old. And she said it was like her best friend and her dog. And some a-hole.
It got cancer.
Got into their yard and shot it in the head.
What?
And they're looking for the guy. And it killed the horse.
This is recently?
And the little girl was just absolutely demoralized.
Oh,
it was on the news within the last month. Completely. That's exactly what came out of my mouth with a lot more expletives.
Wow. What kind of
this is here in Houston?
Yeah.
Wow.
What neighborhood was it?
I don't know that, and we can probably find it on the internet. But it was like, I was like, that was crushing, man. But yeah, so you can have the miniature horses, but I don't know. I mean, I'm sure every different community, like Sugar Land, has rules and regulations on.
Yeah,
I didn't even know they had rules. What I have seen in Missouri City and Sugar Land is like a PetSmart. They'll have like a pony, like ride where you can bring your kids.
Yeah, you can rent
for a little ride.
You can like for your birthday, you can rent miniature ponies to come out to the house. Like you can rent them. Which I find to be fascinating.
So just rent them once a month, Nick, and then you don't have to go through the upkeep and the feeding and the cleaning of the crap. You just ride them every month.
I wonder if in the pony world, it's very similar to the human world, where there's like dwarf ponies where their head is really like normal size, but the rest of the body isn't.
I'm going to say no.
Why are you looking at that, Joel?
The stuff that runs through your melon sometimes, I'm like.
And then I wonder if there's like midget ponies where they got like the weird hands and or hooves and.
Okay. God, you bring that up and I get...
What? It's a legit question.
Have y'all ever been to Venice Beach?
No, I haven't.
So Venice Beach, they have a lot of like weird entertainment right on the beach, and they try and get you to tip them, right? And one of the things that they had was they had like a midget break dancer, and he had one arm that was regular sized and one arm that was the size of like a Barbie doll's arm.
What?
And he was doing the whole, all the breakdancing moves and like that.
He was shaking
and you're like,
it?
It's one of those things where you want to look away, but you're like, wow, that's.
He was shaking at people?
Oh, he was dancing with it and everything like that. And people were just like watching. I'm like, man, I hope you get a lot of tips because that's.
That is disgusting.
Yeah. Venice Beach, you see some crazy stuff.
So Lamont's sports turkey pardon would be Brock Osweiler. That's a good one. I have mine, by the way. Do you have yours, Nick?
I have one, but I want to think of a better one.
Yeah, okay, I've got mine. I have a bad one. I don't have a really good one.
Nestor Carmona said Pete Rose. Really good one.
But then, did you read what he said after that?
Yeah, but who gives a bleep what he bet on? Oh, wait, he's a predator. Never mind.
Yeah, see? So at that point, he took it back.
Well, yeah. Okay, yeah. You can't pardon a predator. Mine? I already have mine. And I threw a couple out of as examples, but my sports turkey pardon for this year, LeVar Ball.
No, I had that earlier, but I thought it was all time, for this year.
No, I mean, it could be all time, this year, whatever, but I'm gonna pardon LeVar Ball for his antics and what he does because all he's trying to do is just make money.
Okay.
So I'm going to pardon him. Did you have that one? Did you say it?
I did. I said it earlier.
I didn't hear it.
When you and I were talking in the production room.
Oh, well, then you take it.
No, it's fine.
I'll come up with another one.
I'll tell mine on the other side, and that way you can both come up, or whoever can come up.
I got to come up with another one now. I done stole Joel's pardon.
All right.
Damn it.
It's all right.
See, that tells you I don't listen to you. That's not good either.
I do that on a daily basis. All right, we got a half hour done. We've got 2.5 more to go in the show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're having fun here on a not F yeah, but yeah, F yeah, day before Thanksgiving show on the Usual Suspects. So pick up the phone, 713-780-3776. You can call or text that line. Join the show. We'll get some good banter going until 4 o'clock until we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects, half hour into the three-hour extravaganza as we continue to roll on. We've got calls stacking up. We've got people that want to get in here. Nick, I've got one. I've got one bad one. I've got one good one. I think that there's more that I could get to. Where are you on this?
In terms of what? The horse or what?
No, the who would you pardon in sports?
Turkey pardon. Well, I had Brent Musburger, but I don't.
I think that's a good one.
Just because of all those creepy comments back when AJ McCarron was playing for Alabama and his beautiful girlfriend, because I tend to think they were just creepy comments, and I'd like to think he's not a creep. You know what I mean? Like, he's just creep-y, not a creep.
But now that you know all the stuff that's coming out in all facets of the world, don't you think that that creeper mentality fits him pretty well?
Probably. I mean, yeah. I mean, I couldn't think of anybody better. I didn't want to pardon anybody next to, like, too close to that type of, or domestic violence, or sexual assault or anything like that.
You can see Brent asking someone up to the booth and then being...
being like...
naked in a robe.
If nobody around, like if nobody is around type of thing.
You are looking live at Brent Musburger in the nude. No?
I can kind of see him doing that.
I can, yeah.
But he's been doing that for a real long time, so you expect people like that not to be like that, but he kind of gave his creepiness out.
Good one.
When he did that.
My good one was I would pardon Bo Jackson's hip.
That is a good one.
Yeah, because if you pardon Bo Jackson's hip...
Who knows what his career would
be. Yeah, no, in both sports. I would love to... He was one of my heroes. I loved that guy growing up. I watched him play both sports. I would have loved to have seen his careers play out in both sports with as good as he got off to the starts in both of them if he had a good hip.
Bo Jackson's hip.
It's a really good choice.
Yeah.
It really is.
I think that would be cool.
By the way, I'm out of shape.
Yeah, where were you?
Oh,
you were trading food, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Stairs suck. It was faster to take the stairs.
Isn't it two flights?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is,
a runner.
Nick. You...
and you're still huffing and puffing.
He's like, as soon as I catch my breath, hold on.
As soon as I catch my breath, I'm going to... somebody texted the show, do more AJ. No. That's over.
That was a one-time deal.
That was a one-time deal, unless we fill in for 30 more minutes sometime later. And
we're
then
very happy that you all felt that it was very funny, but it was just a one-time deal.
nothing weird today. Will the three of you be taking no-shirt Thanksgiving pictures? No. No, will you, Mike?
Negative.
I won't get the guys to do that, unfortunately.
You just get done huffing and puffing after two flights of stairs. You feel like taking your shirt off.
I mean,
let it fly. You might be overheated.
I mean, we can do this.
You just gave Nick a nipple.
Yeah, yeah. You like that? That was looking sexy.
I was wondering,
huh?
Why are you showing it to me? And that Joel's closer.
Did you see that gut? That was sweet, huh? You like that?
Did not want to look.
You like that? Yeah, that's what Nora has to look at every night. Isn't she a lucky gal?
It's like we were talking about. It's when you drive by and you don't want to look, but you just have to.
Yeah, the guy with the arm.
Yeah.
I feel you.
That was also the member I told you guys the story about the chainsaw juggler. And then the Blazers, when I was with the Blazers, they brought him in to be the halftime act, and he dropped the saw because he was nervous.
No.
Yeah. So they found on Venice Beach, we had a new game ops guy. Had never been in the NBA before, and so he went to Venice Beach and saw all these crazy acts instead of freak shows, but there was a lot. And this guy was a chainsaw juggler, but while he was juggling them, he would also insult the crowd, and it was just x-rated, expletive language, everything like that. But our game ops guy in Portland thought it'd be a great idea, bring this guy in and he'll juggle chainsaws at halftime of a Blazers game. Well, it was a national TV game, and the guy was like, it's one thing when you're doing it for like 50 people on Venice Beach, it's another thing when you're doing it for a packed house at Memorial Coliseum, and it's a national TV audience where they might show your video. And he was just like sweating before he went out there. And he, you know, and lo and behold, he gets about 30 seconds in and he misses. And this thing goes into the wood and goes, and he just took off. And everybody was like, what?
What?
And it's like the music stops and it's like, oh, woo, woo. Everyone's standing around. Dude, and the way it was, like when you went out the tunnel in Portland, if you kept going straight and didn't go to like left or the right for the locker rooms, you could go straight out the back door, outside into the parking lot, and there was like a highway right back there. He went out the back door. He went right off the court and kept going. And so for like a quarter, people are wondering, like, first of all, where
what
is this dude?
The chainsaw
then they
guy.
Picked up the chainsaw. Then they found out that the chainsaw, when he dropped it, made a divot in midcourt. And the referees were considering suspending the game or making the Blazers forfeit it. But they, of course, because of national TV, they were trying to like, well, what if the ball bounces? They're like, you know, the guys know where it is. It's kind of mid-court, so it's not like a really high traffic area in terms of a lot of dribbling.
Yeah.
So they ended up, they went on with the game and they finished it. But the dude finally showed up like midway through the fourth quarter and was like all apologetic. He was freaked out. He just wanted his stuff back from his dressing room.
That's
crazy. And then he was walking out the door. He's like, do I get paid for this?
No, you didn't.
They were like,
in fact, you owe us for the court.
And needless to say, that game ops guy didn't hang around a whole lot either. He had some pretty outlandish ideas.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, whoever sent the five-part texts, somebody text the show like part one of five, part two. No, I just deleted those. You don't know how this works. I can't read that many texts.
You don't read novels on the air.
No, that little girl with the dead pony, she knows who did it. Someone sent her a message to stay off their turf and out of her biz, out of their biz. No, that's not what happened, sir. Someone's just a dick. That's all.
Speaking of that, a lot of people are trying to pardon Baker Mayfield and his crotch.
Oh, that's a good
one. It's not a bad one.
It's a good one. No, I do like Bo Jackson's hip, though. That's hilarious.
My bad one was Pac-Man Jones making it rain.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good pardon.
If you could pardon Pac-Man Jones from making it rain in the strip club, we could have saved a lot of trouble.
Did you? Oh, Francisco, did you read this?
No.
On Twitter, Francisco said, I want to pardon Sam Cassell for leaving the Fine Young Cannibals to become a basketball player.
Oh, man.
That ain't right.
Wrong.
That ain't right. Did we ever get to Robert's Bart Starr story? Did you guys do the call?
No, we didn't. We need to do that.
Let's do that.
Robert, what's up?
Yes, sir.
Robert. Happy Thanksgiving, Robert.
I'm here. Hey, Joel, this one's for you.
Okay.
Born in North Dakota, raised in Rochester, Minnesota.
Oh, I can kind of hear it in your voice, don't you know?
What's that?
I can kind of hear a little tinge in your voice, don't you know? You betcha. You're from the up there.
Yeah, sure. You betcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you guys going to have sex or what?
No.
Okay. So my mom worked at the Mayo Clinic.
Okay.
And I went up there one day after school, and I'm hanging out waiting until she gets off work. She goes over and talks to me and says, why don't you go sit down by that couple right there? That gentleman is Bart Starr. So I walk over and I sit down and I start talking to him, and sure enough, it's Bart Starr sitting there. I sit there for like 15, 20 minutes while I'm waiting for my mom to get off work, and we're talking about football and school and everything like that. And nicest man in the world. I mean, I respect him here to this day. And for that reason alone, even being a Vikings fan, I still respect the Packers.
That's awesome, man. You know, and he's not in very good health.
I know.
And the really good thing was he was able to make it back to Green Bay. He did again this year, and they said it would be his last visit, but he made it back for Favre's deal, and they actually took some really neat pictures with Favre, Rodgers, and Bart Starr, and they said he's deteriorating rather quickly, but that they were really grateful that he could make it back one last time. But he's always been known as a great legend in Houston. In the Wisconsin area.
Just the guy is timeless. Always a consummate sportsman. You think about it this time and about the old legends of the game, and you sit back and you think, oh, wow. You know, I sat down next to a Hall of Famer, and we talked about my school and everything. It's surreal.
Good stuff, Robert.
That's awesome, man. Robert, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for the story. Hall of Famer in comedy every day.
I was going to say Joel knows what that's like, sitting next to me.
Yep.
How awesome I am at nothing. we're getting some pretty good ones. Somebody's pardoned Tyrod Taylor. Like, the Bills actually pardoned Tyrod Taylor. He's starting again.
Yep.
That didn't take long.
No, sure didn't.
It's like, yeah, our bad. We kind of screwed that up. It was very...
Where are you at now, Cody, where you were begging for Peterman a week ago?
Yeah, I heard somebody make the comparison of what went on here with a Pittsburgh quarterback or a Pitt quarterback in Savage. And Deshaun Watson, and then what went on over there, and a Pitt quarterback with Peterman and Tyrod Taylor. So yeah, the parallels are pretty interesting to see. Rachel said, "I guess I'll pardon Tom Herman for being a douchebag." That's a good one. I think
one that hits close to home.
You willing to accept that pardon, Nick?
Why is he a D-bag? Because he left? No,
I mean, are you willing to accept the pardon?
Are you willing to sprinkle pixie dust on it?
No, not really.
You're not pardoning him? Okay. You only get one, so.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. Where'd it go? Yo, Adrian wants to pardon Bobby Petrino.
I like Mr. Yaz.
I like that one.
Where?
Mr. Yaz is a good one.
I didn't see it.
Yao Ming's foot.
That's pretty good.
Because, again, what could have been if he stayed healthy?
Nestor wants to pardon Josh Gordon's dealer.
Jeez, Nestor's already had a, he's already
Josh,
had a chance.
Josh Gaspard, I don't know about this one. Can we pardon Ray Rice finally? The man got hit first and hit back. He was just a better power puncher, and his opponent had a bad chin. I mean, it's your pardon if you want to
pardon. Opponent had a bad chin.
If you want to, I just glossed over that. I'm not. If
you want to pardon, you were screening on the run again.
No. I knew it. I had read it. But if you want to pardon some dude that punches a woman, that's on you, Josh.
Opponent had a bad chin. It's hilarious.
Terrible head move.
Yeah, you gotta be careful on some of these deals you're pardoning.
Yeah, he's starting to break down her head movement.
Yeah, you need to learn how to swerve, lady.
You know what?
Come on.
Yeah, if you're going to stand in the pocket, you got to at least keep your hands up. Like, no, that's not. No, don't do that. That is not good.
Yeah,
sir.
Some of these things that you pardon, like in Mike Tyson's world, you got to be careful about.
Yeah.
Just don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got to come up with another one because LeVar Ball was yours.
Well, but I went to Bo Jackson's hip.
I know, but I can't. I can't. No, I got to come up with something better. I got to. I have to. I expect better of me, even though no one else does.
All right, and we see you there. We'll get to you in just a minute. We're running a little late on our break. So we'll get to you in just a minute, and you've got a horse story, but I guess we've got two things going on now.
Is it horse or does just Trey not know how to spell whores?
It's Ann. I'm pretty sure it's a horse story.
Well, maybe Ann has a whore story. You don't know.
All right, with whores and horse stories on the horizon, regardless of which one we pick, we're going to continue to roll on with that, and which sports turkey would you pardon? We'll continue with that as well. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. Mike and Tammy Gust have owned the place for over 15 years. Their families had the business for over 30. It's a mainstay in Houston, and they like it that way. They want to be the place that you go for anything that you need for your vehicle. It can start with wheels and tires, and it can go all the way to lift kits, Kevlar coating, wraps, off-road accessories, anything for your SUV or your truck, and most importantly, when you have a flat tire or a damaged rim, and whenever you go to those major stores, they try and tell you you need to replace either, both, and they charge you a lot of other things in the process, like balancing and all kinds of other things. They're not going to do that because they have factory rims in stock. They also can fix dented rims and also patch tires without having to cost you what it costs to get a brand new tire and have it installed. They do it all right at 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop, and you can also check out all the great things they do to your vehicle at AmericanWheelAndTire.com, where they can really sports up and make your car look unique and different and very, very sharp. Check them out, American Wheel and Tire, 290 and 34th Street, and AmericanWheelAndTire.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects on an F Yeah Wednesday as we take you into the holiday break. We're having some fun. We're trying to come up with some things that can get you participatory in the program. We came up with Nick wanting to adopt a horse and finding out the expenses involved with that, or at least checking into it. And then we also came up with Barry's idea of, since the White House pardons two turkeys and puts them up in a $6,000 a night suite.
Yeah, that's the dumbest.
Dumbest thing ever. And then they take pictures and they show them. I'm sure that, why can't we see what they ordered on their movie list?
Right.
Hitchcock's The Birds. I mean, what are they watching? You know?
That's ridiculous.
Are they watching Spanktravision too?
Probably.
You never know. So it's the other thing will be then, as the White House pardons the turkeys, what sports turkey would you pardon? We've had you some ideas. Some of you have come up with some great ones as well. As we continue to move on, and then we'll continue to have up ideas on that. So can we pardon Brett Favre's cell phone camera?
Probably need to.
That would be a good one.
Or just
that might
Brett
get him
Favre.
Off the hook a
That's
little
a good
bit.
One.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of folks on... So, first of all, Airplane was the Zucker brothers, not the
Farrell
brothers.
That's what I'm
brothers.
Talking about, the Zucker brothers.
I pardon the Kardashians for being... can't say that word, can I? Can I say sluts?
You just did.
Well,
I think I can.
Did you see Nick? Did you see Nick reach for the button? No, then you're okay.
Nick goes, well, I mean, I know I could. You can say that word.
Can you?
Yeah.
All right.
I have no idea. Pardon Pete Rose. He belongs in the hall. Well, we covered that. He kind of harassed some folks. I'd like to pardon Johnny Manziel. His dad bought us proof that he settled down on his party life. Give Johnny a second chance. Sports turkey pardon, Baker Mayfield. We already covered that. The U.S. men's soccer team. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a really good one. Someone wants to pardon you, Darvish. He played his part. The check is in the mail. So hashtag heel turn.
Oh, boy.
pardon James Harden in the playoffs. Not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yep,
that's
pretty good. Yep.
And I like Yao Ming's foot. That
yep,
was another good
I
one.
I want to pardon Mike Tyson's mind. Yeah, he is pretty crazy. Matt Schaub for his pick six celebrations. Yeah. That's a good one. And the 92 Oilers. All good ones, guys. Good job.
Yeah, I was trying to think of like the biggest in Houston sports history. What else? I mean, what else would there be?
I think you could pardon Brad Lidge. You could pardon
the referee that made the call in the corner of the end zone in the Oilers-Steelers game?
Yeah, and the Mike Renfro catch, no catch. Right. I think you could pardon. So, at top of the list would probably be, I guess if I had to choose one for Houston, I would pardon Buddy Ryan because he's the one that went into the pre-vit defense in the Buffalo Bills game that cost them that game.
What were they at, 35-3?
Yeah. And that prevent, they went prevent, and the Bills just, the rest is history.
You got Frank Reich in that game, didn't you?
Yeah. So I think I would start with pardoning Buddy Ryan and then go from there. You want to do Ann's call before?
Yeah, we do need to get Ann in here.
She's been waiting.
Just remember, Barry, once you go Reich, you never go wrong.
Oh, my God.
Ann, you're up. What's up?
Bong.
Hey, guys. I called about the horse story because I laughed so hard when, I think it was Nick, but I'm not sure, said that tack was what you put the horseshoes on with.
Is that not true? No, that Barry was Barry. That was Barry that said that.
Not true.
Barry's a dumbass, so don't worry about it.
Your saddle, your bridle, your hackamore, that's your tack.
Oh, I thought.
In a special room or closet, the horse is in a stall. And yes, they're expensive, but they're not stupid. And you can't just buy one to look at. You got to love on it and treat it sweet.
I feel like
See,
we
Nick,
touched a nerve with Ann.
It's like a built-in girlfriend.
I feel like Ann knows one thing really well, and it's horses. And then if you don't get
you
it right,
the passion,
Ann
sure.
wants to call you and flaunt her horse knowledge in your face.
Oh, no, no. I don't mind sharing my knowledge, but I'm not rubbing it in your face.
Are we talking about on a monthly basis? On a monthly basis, what are the expenses?
Oh, easy. $1,000, $1,200.
Do you own a horse, Ann?
No, I do not. I have friends that do.
And hold on.
Okay.
You can't be calling in, talking all that mess. And you don't...
I'm sorry, but your call has timed out because it sucked.
Oh, bye.
Not a girl, Ann! Ride him, cowboy! Ann came back with
that. Oh, bite me. That was awesome.
That was great. Happy Thanksgiving, Ann. Thanks for the call.
Oh, Ann, that was good stuff. Thanks for playing along. That was fun stuff. I don't know. I hope she didn't take that serious.
I don't think so.
I felt like she was flaunting her horse knowledge in our face, though.
Well, but it's good. We, you know, for all the random questions we ask, we always seem
to
get answers.
I like it better when I make up the horse knowledge and people just believe it.
Well, we bit hook, line, and sinker on your
bit
tack.
Yeah, I had no
did
idea.
Did we get Lance Armstrong as one of the pardon?
Ooh, is that going to be yours?
Yeah, I think that's my official one.
That's
I
mean, a good.
He
that's
cheated
a really
riding
good.
A bike. Like, yeah. Forgive him. Yeah. No one's watching.
Got banned for life.
And he lost a ball.
Word
has it that
Nick
he was a big a-hole. There was other parts,
heard,
but I'm,
yeah,
just, I'm just
heard
saying
was, I know
specifically on the cheating
yes.
part.
Well, who was it that he dated?
Sheryl Crow.
Okay, yeah. I've heard though that he was a pretty big a-hole.
Yeah, we talked about
but
Joe
you know
Morgan
what?
The other day, but Lance Armstrong's.
If you took one of my balls, I'm probably gonna be an a-hole the rest of my life too. Because it's like you know what?
You know who only had one ball, right?
I had two
Tom
balls.
Green.
Hitler.
Really?
Well, yeah. There you go.
And that's where I'm trying to back you up here, sir.
There you go. You see what happens when you take a man's ball? He goes nuts.
You can't just take your. I guess you can take your one ball right. and go home. I see what you did there.
All right. I gonged myself
yeah,
on that
take
one.
Take your ball and go home.
Gong. That was terrible.
That's it.
All right. I'm going to take Kevin's
yeah,
call.
Kev, what's up?
I love the show.
Thanks, man.
I wanted to call in and. Issue a big pardon to Derrick Rose's knees and Scott Norwood's leg.
Oh, wow.
To listen,
very good, Kevin.
Both good ones, Kevin.
Kevin, you a Bills fan?
Well, I was until they couldn't win a Super Bowl.
Okay. Well, that's a good reason to hop off that bandwagon. Four in a row will do it to you.
But you yep. had plenty of Hall of Famers to watch.
Good stuff, Kevin. Appreciate the call, man.
Think
That's
about that.
Funny.
Jim Kelly, Bruce Smith,
yeah.
Thurman Thomas,
Reed,
Andre Reed. There, Daryl Talley was one of the linebackers. That team was loaded.
Yeah.
What did they make, five straight Super Bowls without winning one?
I thought it was four, but I could be wrong. I've been wrong before about horse tack.
I was going to say, watch your horse tack.
I love that Ann was like passionate about horses, but then she don't have any horses.
And you called her out and you got her.
I was expecting, because when I asked, I was like, well, how many horses do you have? I thought she'd be like, oh, I have four, and then we lost one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I've got two ponies.
It got so expensive that we decided to just get out of the business.
Like, I had to marry a billionaire old man, and he's all nasty and wrinkly, but I love horses that much, so
But no, none of that. She was like, oh, I just have friends that like to watch horse racing. That's not even close. She probably just read a book on horses, and now she's out flaunting her horse knowledge on the radio all over the country. Just monitoring the airwaves for people that say bad things about horses.
Yeah. Definitely. By the way, thank you for the clarification, because it was the Zucker brothers that are from my high school.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody, Gilbert said, did old One Ball Armstrong also date an Olsen twin? Is that true?
Oh, I never heard
that.
Did
he really?
Well, Gilbert said he also dated an Olsen twin.
That one I have not heard of before, but he had a pretty good list of women that he dated.
You know what? The Olsen twins are probably damn near 30 now at this point.
Oh, got older than that now.
Are they?
Do you think they're still anorexic? I haven't seen a picture of them.
One of them was. One of them
lately.
Was.
Really?
It wasn't both, yeah.
Oh, that's sad. Got to put some meat on them bones.
Mary-Kate and Ashley. Yeah.
What?
Those are their names.
What was that?
All right, it's Kanye.
Oh. I was like, what are you doing? I think Joel's having a stroke, y'all.
Yeah,
that was a song with Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got it now.
All right, well, we got one in the books, two to go, plenty more of the holiday edition of the show. Don't go anywhere, and please be a participant. Why don't you call us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, tweet. We'll be here till 4. You should be, too. We'll talk to you in just a bit right here on ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.